Om Ajnati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
So my introduction, I can quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita in this regard.
Jagai Madhai Hoite Moise Papishta Purishe Kita Hoite Moise Logishta Jai Mora Nam Shune Tara Punna Khoi Jai Mora Nam Loi Tara Papa Hoi. Which means that I'm more sinful than Jagai and Madhai and less than a worm in stool. And anyone who hears my name loses any pious results they may have. And anyone who says my name becomes sinful. Murka kudra nicha mui vishaya lalosh vaishnavagga bale kari etek shahosh. I am foolish, low, insignificant, and attached to sense gratification. But still I'm so bold to speak to you because the order of the Vaishnavas is there to do so. So I'd like to sit like this so I can see the picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or shall I sit like this? Then I can get some more inspiration to speak about him. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschattade Shitarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Taitanya Namni Gortrashe Namaha. It's a very beautiful picture. What do you think? You think it's very beautiful? There are many beautiful paintings. Chinese style is different from Western style. Paintings of landscapes. Popular theme is paintings of beautiful women. But one reason this picture is beautiful because it's a painting of the best subject, Gaur Sundar. Means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose bodily form is golden and very, very beautiful. It's written there in Bengali script, the first line of a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Udila Aruna Purava Bhage Dijamani Gaura Amani Jage Pakata Samoha Laya Shate Gela Nagara Braje. Which means that just when before the sun rises in the east, the reddishness, the sky becomes red. So that's called Arun, which is he is the charioteer of the sun god. So when he brings the sun on his chariot, and when he's coming, you can know the sun is rising because the sky becomes red. Just as Arun is coming, the sun is rising, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also arising early in the morning and taking all his devotees with him. He's going around all the towns and villages. And what are they doing? You can see they're playing the drums. Tattoy, tattoy. The sound is... Tattoy, tattoy, bajalo kal. The drums are sounding. Ghana ghana tahe janjara ro. And the jaja. Where's the jaja? Yeah, you see these big round cartels. They're sounding that. And his whole transcendental form is shimmering in transcendental love of Krishna, his golden form. Premedhala dhala shonara anga. And his ankle bells are tinkling. It's before he took sannyas. After sannyas, he didn't have ankle bells or hair. In his Navadvip Leela, he would dance with his devotees. Mukunda Madhava Jadava Hari. They would tell all the people, chant the names of Krishna, these names of Krishna. Fill up your mouth with the sound of Krishna's names. Otherwise, what are you doing with your life? You're just wasting your life. You spend the night sleeping, and in the day you're just caring about your body. Then, what's the next line there? Udita tapan hoile asta dingelo bali hoibibi. You just, when the sun comes up, you get up and you get to work, you're very busy. But you don't worship Krishna, who is the Lord of the heart. So you're uselessly wasting your time. Instead of being busy for sense gratification, this is what they're preaching to the people. You could be in Krishna consciousness. We should know that this life is temporary and full of various dangers and miseries. Therefore, take shelter of the holy name, which is, you see now the sun is rising, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, the sun is rising. So the sun is driving away the darkness. So in the same way, the sun of the holy name is driving away the darkness of ignorance in our hearts. So let the sun of the holy name arise within our hearts, and it will drive away all the darkness. Krishna Naam is just like nectar. So we should drink it. We have to fast today up until evening, till sunset, the time of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we can be nourished by taking Krishna Naam, the nectar of Krishna Naam. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is describing this scene, he says, you take Krishna Naam, and I also, if you do so, I'll also become very happy by your doing so. Because he says, there's nothing but the holy name to be had in all the 14 worlds. So you're all very fortunate to be born in China, isn't it? You're very fortunate to be born in China. You have the chance to preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement in China. That's a great fortune. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has chosen you to preach in this difficult circumstances. Otherwise, birth anywhere is completely useless. So Krishna has his plans. Srila Prabhupada writes in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, do you have that in Chinese? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has predicted that preaching of Krishna consciousness will go on all over the world. That means that there, Prabhupada writes that, that means that there are people all over the world just waiting to receive it. So that persons who in previous lives have cultivated Krishna consciousness, they're taking birth in different places so they can continue to cultivate it and spread it to others. So Krishna Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. In Chinese it sounds almost the same. Krishna what? Krishna consciousness means, it's almost Chaitanya. So let us take the blessings of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach Krishna consciousness. Do you have any questions?
Question. So, which Sanskrit word is related to consciousness, equals to consciousness?
Chaitanya. Please translate the question. Well, there are several words, of which a prominent one is Chaitanya. That's why I was saying Krishna Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. Did you get some books? English books. Let's see here. So, there's the answer. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna consciousness personified. He is Krishna consciousness.
But Prabhupada says Chaitanya is leading force.
Yeah. That's a related definition. There's no living force without there's no life without consciousness. Life means, if anything is living, it must have consciousness. Even the plants, they have consciousness, but in a very covered form. And there's no consciousness without life. You can program a machine that if you shine a red light on it, that it will make a sound, I see a red light. You can make a machine that if you shine a red light on it, then a voice comes from the machine which says, I see a red light. But it's the machine doesn't... If you shine a red light in my face, I might also say, I see a red light. But I actually have the experience of seeing a red light, whereas the machine doesn't. So where there's life, there's consciousness, and where there's consciousness, there's life. So there are two terms which are so much interlinked, they can be used... They don't exactly mean the same thing, but there's so much interlinked that they can be used interchangeably. In Sanskrit, that's called... Ayur Gritam Nyai, which means that long life and ghee are considered interlinked. generally it's considered if one has long life, it's because he eats sufficient ghee. And if you eat sufficient ghee, you get long life. That's the example given. Maybe the ghee nowadays doesn't work so well. It's all mixed with, you know, engine oil or something. Have a question? Sorry, maybe it's mixed with engine oil. In India, they used to do. I don't think they do it anymore. But they used to. The gin company selling Dalda used to. Anyway, why fill up their heads with all these things? No need to tell you about some of the sinful activities of some people in India. There was a scandal about 25 years ago, you know about that? Some Jains, they were selling Dalda and it was discovered it had animal fat in it. They were Jains. For money? Anything else? Yeah, please. Hare Krishna. Sorry? This is exactly described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambani. It says that someone's thinking that I should abandon home and immediately run to Vrindavan. And the next moment he thinks that, well, actually it's good to practice Krishna consciousness in family life. And in this way he oscillates between the two thoughts all the time and never does anything practical. So make up your mind and do it under the guidance of your... If one is thinking to renounce family life and then the next moment not thinking I shouldn't do, then he shouldn't do. He should do, but he shouldn't do. Should do because everyone should fully engage in Krishna consciousness, and shouldn't do because if the mind is not fixed, then you won't be able to maintain it, so better you don't. So, grihe tako, bane tako, sada haribale dako. It's not the main question whether one lives at home or renounces home. The main question is that we should always chant the holy names and preach that. One could do so much activities in Krishna consciousness within family life also. But anyway, all these things you should discuss in more detail with your spiritual authorities who know you very well. It wouldn't be appropriate for me to give you advice exactly how to live your life when I don't know you. General ideas we can give, but exactly what you should do, that you should approach your spiritual authorities. And they may tell you to use your own intelligence based on the instructions of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra and make your own decision, because Krishna consciousness is not meant for making robots. One should be intelligent enough to take the teachings of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra and apply them in his own life. That doesn't mean that we should be independent of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. But at the same time, we shouldn't take Krishna consciousness as a means of avoiding thinking and responsibility. Rather, devotees should be the most intelligent and most thoughtful people. But 64 gives an overview, and within the 64, that can be expanded millions of ways. Everything Krishna does, everything he says, every glance he makes, every syllable he speaks is an expression of his transcendental qualities. The very nature of rasa means that it's always new. You're always experiencing something new. So therefore it creates wonder within the heart. But that is not understandable by mundane intelligence. Yatitya bhavana vartma yaschamakara bharabhu Vidisot satvojvale bardham svadate satraso mataha. Rasa is defined as that which is beyond any mundane feeling or conception. It fills the heart with deep wonder that arises in the heart of a purified person. That is, and it's tasted. It's something tasted. It's like a taste. It's experience. That is rasa. So it's always new, fresh, interesting, wonderful. And Krishna's exhibiting new flavors and varieties of qualities all the time. We have to go beyond mundane feelings. Then we can enter into the spiritual feelings. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu helps. Otherwise, it's very difficult to get out of material consciousness. Heart is the same word as consciousness. Linked, yeah. How do you say thank you in Chinese?
Sit.
Right. Oh, it writes. Okay, very good. Well, I write books. I'm writing books.
Maharaj.
All right, you look... Some of you look very tired. It's been a long festival, huh? I'm also feeling a little tired, but it's easier to stay awake when you're giving the class. When you're very tired, then you fall asleep giving the class also. That's not very good. Maybe they should all take a few minutes rest. Anything else? Any other questions?
So, Maharaj, this question is, you were born in England, which is quite a materialistical place, but how can you become a devotee in such a way?
I got one of Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books are very powerful. Should never underestimate the value of distributing Prabhupada's books. You must know that Prabhupada said that for China, that even if the devotees can't go, somehow or other if the books go, they'll have their effect. So please read Prabhupada's books very carefully, regularly. How do you have the Bhagavatam? How many of you have read up to the 8th canto? Anyone? Only one. Oh, how many of you read up to the 7th canto? How many of you read up to the 6th canto? So you all please read Prabhupada's books. That will be very helpful for you. Read very carefully. Study, don't